speaking about knowledge, perfect knowledge. Knowledge received from common man or any person living this material world infected with four kinds of defects cannot be perfect. The so-called scientists, philosophers, mental speculators, or dramatists, or writers, as we experience, they are talking all and nonsense. This is our shadow. Because the basic principle of their knowledge is ignorance. Of jnana. Big scientists, they simply theorize and they try to support their theories in the world. It may be perhaps, that is not possible. As soon as you say it may be, that means you have no perception. As soon as you say perhaps, that means you have no perception. So all the scientists and philosophers, they use these words, it may be perhaps. Therefore, we have to receive knowledge from a perfect person. A perfect person means who is not illusion, who does not commit mistakes. All of us commit mistakes. But a perfect person does not commit mistakes. This is the difference between perfect and imperfect. We are illusion to accept something in place of something else. Just like the example is given by some philosopher, to accept the role by mistake as a snake. This is called illusion. So, this and water in the desert, these are imperfect. So, a person who is liberated or not under the control of the material nature, he is not illusion, neither he commits mistake. Another defect is, our senses are imperfect. We use our senses under certain conditions. Just like we have our eyes, but we can see only when there is sunlight or electric light. Otherwise, our eyes are useless. Therefore, we haven't got perfect eyes. But one who has got perfect eyes, he can see past, present and future. Imperfect senses. And we, conditioned soul, although we admit that we have imperfect senses, we commit mistakes, we are illusions, still we take the place of teacher, that is cheating. That is cheating. If you know that you are imperfect, why should you take the place of a teacher? That is cheating. Gram pramas parnapada vipravitsa. So these defects are completely absent, constituted by the absent. Nirastapuhapam in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is say about the absolute truth as nirastha puhapam. Puhap means illusion, imperfect. So in the absolute truth there is no such imperfectness. निरक्ष भूतम धामना सेनम सदा निरक्ष भूतम सदा सदा नहीं द वन शी वाज डिफेक्टिव नाउ हियर सीताम निरक्ष भूतम नो नॉट लाइक द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज ऑलवेज सदा निरक्ष भूतम धामना सेनम सत्तम परम जीवन That's absolute truth. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking. And he is speaking, Jnanam keham sabhijnanam. Sabhijnan is practical experience. Or by experimental knowledge, Jnanam. Jnanam keham sabhijnanam. अभिज्ञानम इदं मोक्ष्यामि अशेषतः इनकम्प्लीट दुर्गत्या इफ यू ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस नॉलेज व्हाट आई एम स्पीकिंग टू यू अर्जुन दुर्गत्या नेह भूय इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड भूय अगेन अन्न ज्ञात अवशिष्ट यू विल हैव एनीथिंग मोर टू नो दिस इज वेदांत वेदा मीन्स नॉलेज अंत मीन्स एंड सो इफ यू रिसीव नॉलेज फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम परफेक्ट पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड इज कृष्णा देन दैट इज द एंड ऑफ नॉलेज वेदेश सन्त अहमेव वेदम वेदांत की वेदांत की च अहम कृष्ण जस्मिन ज्ञाति सर्वेदम विज्ञातम भवंती दिस इज वेदिक इंग्लिश इफ यू सिंपली ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा इज वेरी गुड दैट इज नॉट फॉर We are so small that it is not possible to analyze Krishna and understand. But if we simply try to assimilate what Krishna says, then we become perfect for it. Jagyantya bhuya anna jyata banna avsushrate. When Krishna says, मनुष्याणाम सहस्रेषु कश्चित् जगति सिद्ध है जगतामपि सिद्धानां कश्चित् वृत्ति माम तत् एक्चुअली वी आर बॉर्न फूल्स एंड डर्ट्स वे कमिंग इवोल्यूशन फ्रॉम द एनिमल लाइफ The Darwin theory says that they're coming from monkey. So far we have heard that either monkey or cow or lion, human form of body is promoted. One who is coming through tamogun, he comes from monkey, as Mr. Darwin. So, those who are coming in satagun, they come from the cow. And those who are in the Rajagun, they come from the dam. Whatever it may be, it is a fact that through evolutionary process, the last part must have been animal death. Possible principle of time. That 30 lakhs of species forms of animal form. Then we get this human form of life. So actually when you are born and see life, we have no knowledge, the same thing, ahara, nidra, bhayamantho, as the animals are in character, eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. These are the animal propensities and necessities of life. But when, as we become gradually civilized, we take our bath in India, especially. It is not so easy. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Haila Manushya Janma Jaha. It is very rare. Don't spoil your life. Imitate animals. It is very valuable life. He once born of fire in the land of Bharatvarsha. We are practically seeing, although India is so polished, still when you speak of Krishna consciousness, hundreds and thousands of people come to hear. I have experienced in Bombay, Calcutta and other places. By nature, they are inclined to become Krishna conscious. Unfortunately, outward influence are struggling down this natural instinct of Bharatva. It is very, very regrettable. We are naturally God conscious, Krishna conscious. But by artificial means, we are being cut down. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kasti jatati sridhar. Krishna consciousness means making progress for perfection of life. Siddhi. Siddhila. Siddhas. Siddhas means mukta, theoretically mukta. They are called Siddhas. There is Siddha Lok. There is a planet which is called Siddha Lok. All the inhabitants of that planet, they are all mystic yogis. They can fly from one planet to another without any instrument. Siddha Lok. So, every human being, especially the civilized man, can become Siddha. Siddha means to understand his constitutional position. That is Siddhi. Because the animal does not know what is his constitutional position. He thinks that he is the body. But actually he is not the body. He is spirit soul. The human form of life, this consciousness, this ignorance can be removed and he can understand that aham brahmasmi. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And when he comes to the point of understanding that he is not body, he is soul, then he is called brahma bhuta. Before that, so long he is in bodily concept of self, he is jiva-bhut. These are the difference. When you are bodily conscious of self, you are called jiva-bhut. Mamayivamsa jiva-bhut. The spirit soul is always part and parcel of God. That's the fact. God is Brahma, Parabrahma. And we are also Brahma. It is a fact to realize it, aham brahmasmi, that is it. That is perfect. So, nobody is trying to understand. Especially in Bharatvarsha, this culture was very strong. Although there are different parties, different acharyas, but their only purpose is self-realization. Either we follow Shankaracharya or Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, many acharyas. We may differ in our final conclusion whether the ultimate truth is person or impersonal. That is not very important thing. But all of them are trying to realize it on this day. Siddhi. The yogis, the jnanis, the bhaktas, in the community, they are also trying to become Siddha, Siddhila. But the difference between the bhaktas and the others, namely Kurmi, Jnanis and Yogis, there is little difference. What is the difference? The bhaktas are peaceful, others are disturbed. Klesa adhikatara stresham abhaktya saktasi. They are very troublesome. They are affected very troublesomeness of. For me, it is also very troublesome. Jnani, that is also very troublesome. And yogi, that is also very troublesome. And the bhakta, in the ninth chapter, he says, susukham kottum abhayam. Susukham. Very pleasing. To execute the path of devotional service is very easy and pleasing. Why it is easy and pleasing? Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. You have to simply hear. You haven't got to exercise. You haven't got to press your nose and make your head down and your legs up and starve and so many others. It is very easy. Simply sit down where you are and hear about Krishna. Satam prasangat mama bija samudhya bhavanti viskarna rasayana patha. Krishna patha is so pleasing. If you hear it from a realized person, satam prasangat, not professional. If you hear bhagavatam from professional men, in reverence. Because that is defined here. But if you hear from a realized person, tadvijjana samsa purumeva abhijyate, then it becomes very pleasing. Well, pleasing to the ear and pleasing to the heart. Hit karma rasayanam samanta samga mama bhija samgita. Bhavanti Vishkanda Rasayana Katha Tad Jodhanar Asu Abhavadva Bhattvani Sadhya Bhakti Dati Anutramishtari. If you hear from self-realized person, and after that, if you try little bit, Tad Jodhanar, at least you consider Tad Jodhanar Asu, very soon, Asu Abhavadva Bhattvani. Abhavarta Bhatmani means towards the path of liberation. Pavarta and Apavarta. Pavarta means the path of bondage. And Apavarta means the path of liberation.